The following information was recorded in July 2010 and is the property of the Office of the Public Guardian in Scotland. The Office of the Public Guardian is part of the Scottish Court Service. This information relates to the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. This leaflet relates to the investigative role of the Public Guardian and is entitled Information Leaflet for Those Involved in a Complaint. This section clarifies the role of the Public Guardian. The Office of the Public Guardian came into being as a result of the creation of the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. This Act gives the Public Guardian certain powers to investigate concerns raised and to take steps to safeguard the property and financial matters of adults with incapacity, where it appears that they may be at risk. The Public Guardian's role is to protect the interests of the adult. The Office of the Public Guardian, which is part of the Scottish Court Service, is an independent body which does not represent any other public body or any individual. The next section explains the remit of the investigation team. The investigation team seeks to ensure that an adult's property or financial affairs are suitably safeguarded and are not at risk of misuse or abuse. An investigation involves seeking confirmation about an adult's capacity to understand and manage his or her own affairs. Information will be gathered from all relevant parties to clarify the adult's circumstances, and parties may be interviewed. Documentation, such as medical opinions, bank statements and other financial records, receipts and legal papers, will be reviewed. A view will then be taken as to whether or not the adult's property or financial affairs appear to be at risk. The next section explains what the investigation team cannot do. The investigation team cannot investigate concerns relating to an adult's personal welfare, nor can the team attempt to resolve any personal or family disagreement. The team is unable to retrieve any debt of any kind owed by the adult to any third party. The team cannot investigate concerns relating to a capable adult. No investigation can therefore continue if medical evidence confirms that the adult concerned is capable of managing his or her own financial affairs. Finally, the investigation team cannot continue to investigate following the death of an adult. This section clarifies what may happen as a result of an investigation. If the Public Guardian has come to the view that an adult's property and/or financial affairs are not at risk, no action will be taken because the Public Guardian is of the view that the adult's affairs are being suitably managed and are safeguarded. Advice and guidance may be given if necessary to ensure the continued protection of the adult's affairs. The situation may be monitored for a period of time to ensure that any issues have been resolved. If the Public Guardian is of the view that an adult's property and financial affairs are at risk, either a single remedy or a combination of solutions may be applied. These are as follows. Advice and guidance may be given to appropriate parties so that safeguards can be put in place to make sure that the adult's property and financial affairs are suitably protected. In certain circumstances, the adult's bank accounts may be frozen or income suspended until redirected for the benefit of the adult. A recommendation may be made for an appropriate body or person to consider making an application under the Adults with Incapacity Scotland Act 2000. Such an application may seek either to access the adult's funds so they may be applied for the adult's benefit or to appoint a financial guardian. An application may be made to the sheriff for the removal or supervision of any party who is acting on behalf of an adult under authority of the aforementioned act or any other authority. And finally, if there is an indication of fraud or theft, the matter may be referred to the police. The next section deals with issues of confidentiality. All information and any evidence collected during an investigation will remain entirely confidential and will not be disclosed to anyone except where required to do so by law. We will not disclose details of any party or parties who raised the concern. All information received is used only by the Public Guardian's office to assist in forming a view as to whether there is a risk to the adult's property and or financial affairs. The following section addresses the types of queries made by parties during or following an investigation. Any party may be apprehensive when a concern is raised and may feel that the concern has been raised against them. They may also wish to know who has raised the concern or complaint. However, the Public Guardian has a legal duty to investigate all concerns or complaints, and neither the nature of the concern nor the identity of the party or parties who raised the concern will be divulged to any third party. This is to ensure complete impartiality and prevent undue friction, which could perhaps influence the nature of any information provided during the course of the investigation. It may also prevent any family disagreement over the adult's affairs, which may have a detrimental effect on the adult concerned. It is good practice for anyone managing the affairs of another person to discuss the person's finances with them, where possible, and in all circumstances to keep a written record of all transactions made with the person's funds. The next section deals with meetings in connection with investigations. Officers of the Public Guardian regularly make arrangements to meet with parties in an investigation. Such meetings are usually informal. However, two members of the investigation team will be present and notes will be taken to provide a written record of information provided by the party concerned and advice given by investigation officers. A copy of the notes taken may be made available on request. Parties should note that investigation officers are concerned only with obtaining factual information. Investigation officers are completely impartial and non-judgmental and are able to provide appropriate advice and guidance relating to the management of an adult's affairs. This final section clarifies what may happen once an investigation is complete. On occasion, a case will be monitored by the investigation team for a period of time. Relevant parties involved in individual cases will be asked to provide information confirming whether there have been any significant changes in the adult situation since the investigation case was closed. As each case is managed according to its own unique circumstances, the monitoring period may cease at this point or be extended where necessary, until the Public Guardian is satisfied that the affairs of the adults concerned are completely safeguarded. Further information can be obtained by contacting the investigation team at 01324 678 300. Or you can email the team at opginvestigationteam@scottcourts.gov.uk.